Well, here he comes again. Do you see him? There he is. That smiling guy with a Charlie One Horse hat and a pocket full of dimes. You know what that means. That's right. It's time for the Jason Kirtman Show.
Well, what a beautiful day it is here in the Tularosa Basin in southern New Mexico. I think I might just have to put a few pork steaks on the grill later. That just seems like the thing to do. It sure is warming up here this week. I even had to turn on both of my air conditioning units and run two fans just to keep it a little cool at the old hacienda this week. I hope you're staying cool. Make sure you keep yourself plenty hydrated this summer, and check on your neighbors when you get a chance and make sure they're doing the same thing. Seth and I are going to go into town today a little while later on, and we might even pass out some bottled water to some of the homeless gentlemen. This is the Jason Kirtman Show, and I am that lucky guy that's working ever so tirelessly to bring back the nickel soda pop. Not the drink, but the concept about the way of life we used to enjoy right here in America. Oh, and other parts of the world as well. I say that because I know that I now have a lot of worldwide listeners, and I sure don't want to leave them out of the idea. That way of life was great here in America, but I don't believe for a minute that enjoying the nostalgic good old days isn't something that others across the globe can cherish and look back on with happiness and joy. And of course, it's something that we can look forward to again, too, if we set our values and our priorities right. This is the Jason Kirtman Show. Let's get rolling with all the fun we have here every week, right now.
Here's my story, it's sad but true. It's about a girl that I once knew. She took my love, then ran around with every single guy in town. Away from a runaround sewer. Whoa.
That was a great guy, Dion, with Runaround Sue. Here's another neat guy, Elio Pace. He is something else. Got a great band, too. Here he is doing an Elvis cover of Bossa Nova Baby.
Bossa Nova, Bossa Nova.
From the year 1964, here's Herman's Hermits with I'm Into Something Good. Shoot yourself and not find out about it for 3 days. Michael Blevins could probably tell you how. He's 37 years old. He reported to a Florida hospital in Orange County recently after realizing after 3 days that he had in fact shot himself while cleaning his pistol. He said he was on pain medication and besides he was wearing a black shirt that obscured the blood stains. He said he'd felt a sharp pain but that mainly it had aggravated his back injury, causing him to fall and hit his head against a coffee table, and thus he was not aware of the origin of the loud noise that his .22 caliber handgun made. In an unrelated incident, Mr. Charles Richardson, age 35, was arrested at the Beachcomber Hotel in St. Petersburg, Florida, this last May after he accidentally locked himself out of his room. Don't worry, he got back in by shooting the lock off with his handgun. You're listening to The Jason Kirkman Show.
Well, it's one for the money, two for the show, three to get ready, now go, cat, go, but don't...
That's Carl Perkins, Mr. Blue Suede Shoes in person, and he's coming to Memphis, Tennessee, direct from the Perry Como TV show. Carl Perkins will rock and roll in the Overton Park Shell for a great show Friday night, the 1st of June, 8 p.m. Hear him sing Blue Suede Shoes, Honey Don't, and his sensational new Boppin' the Blues. There'll be Johnny Cash in the Tennessee, too, with Cry, Cry, Cry and Folsom Prison Blues. Rock and Roll Ruby with Warren Smith. The new sensation, Roy Orbison and his Teen Kings with the Ooby Dooby.
Hey, baby. Jump over here when you do the ooby-dooby. I just gotta be near
you. And the Rockin' Daddy, Eddie Bond and the Stumpers. It's a great country rock and roll show starring the new sensation of the nation, Mr. Blue Suede Shoes, Carl Perkins in person. Buy your tickets now for Johnny Cash, Warren Smith, Roy Orbison, Eddie Bond, and Mr. Blue Suede Shoes, Carl Perkins in person. Friday night, the 1st of June, 8 p.m. at Overton Park Shell in Memphis.
Hey, baby, jump over here when you do the ooby-dooby. I just gotta be near you. Ooby-dooby.
Do-ba-do-wah-do-wah-do-wah.
snake. You do the oobie doobie till you think your heart breaks. Oobie doobie, 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 doobie doobie, doobie doobie.
Well, thank you for listening to this edition of the Jason Kurtman Show. Thanks to all of the stations that carry the program. Check out all of the stations that carry the show by going to my website at jasonkurtman.com. That's C-U-R-T-M-A-N. And click on the links in the upper left-hand side of the homepage. While you're there, please check out the blog and send me an email. Let me know where you heard the Jason Kurtman Show. I am that lucky guy trying to bring back the nickel soda pop. No, not the ice-cold drink, although I could use one right about now, but the concept about the way of life we used to enjoy.
Ha! You don't want me, it's so plain to see. I can tell by the way you're treating me. You're not around and have your fun, then you come on to me when you're done. But it's so fine, yeah. Want to be with you, to be with you. Ha! You stay out all night long. You come to me and you say it is wrong. I should have left you long ago, but I can't because I know that it's all. Control me, but baby, you know that they shouldn't be. You try to keep me in my place, and you can't, cause I had a taste. And it's so fine, yeah, it's so fine. Uh-huh. It's so fine. Want to be with you, yeah.
That was Jackie Wilson with It's So Fine. Here's Chuck Berry singing about Route 66.
Well, if you ever plan to motor west, Jack, take my way. It's the highway that's the best. Get your kicks on Route 66. Well, it winds from Chicago to L.A. More than 2,000 miles all the way. Get your kicks on Route 66. Well, it goes from St. Louis, Joplin, Missouri, Oklahoma City. Looks so, so pretty, you see. Amarillo, Gallup, New Mexico, Flagstaff, Arizona, don't forget Winona, Kingsman, Warsaw, San Bernardino. Won't you get hip to this kindly tip, Jack, and take that California trip. Get your kicks on Route on Route 66.
While I was in there talking to Uncle Versey, I heard a whop and something hit the floor just like somebody had dropped a big stick of firewood. And I rushed out, it jarred the whole house. And that was Marcel, Uncle Versey's oldest boy. Mrs. Ledbetter had done knocked him away from the table. And he is laying on the floor looking up and said, "Oh, Mama." Now, he had done a bad thing. I got to inquiring. Now, I don't know whether y'all cultured enough to know how to eat molasses and biscuit or not, but what you do is take the plate and pour the bottom of the plate full of molasses. Now, don't get none up on the flange, just the bottom of the plate. Then take a gob of cow salve butter and put over in them molasses and take a fork and work it in good, stir it in that good. Now, it's an art to know the right amount of cow salve butter to the right amount of molasses. You got to work it in that right. Now, the way you test this, if it's mixed properly, if you drag half of a buttermilk biscuit through it, it'll tear it half in two. And Marcel was mixing up his portion, and his mama, whop, slapped him away from the table and said, "Boy, how many times have I told you to lick that knife off before you stick it back in that butter?"
Just picture a land between mom and dad. It's Sunday, the table is set. There's uncles, there's aunts, and cousins galore, but plenty of food to be ate.
Would you pass the biscuits, please? Would you please pass the biscuits? It's the same thing every Sunday since I can't remember when. Ten folks all around the table and the biscuits way up the other end. I got a plate of chicken and taters and a lot of stuff like that. All I need's a biscuit, but foot, look where they're at. I guess I could reach across the table, but that's ill-mannered, Ma always said. Sure wish I had a biscuit. I just can't eat without bread. Would you pass the biscuit? Excuse me. Would you please pass the biscuits? All I want's a biscuit. Nobody seems to care. They wouldn't talk so doggone loud, they might be able to hear. Bye, doggies. They're half finished eating and I ain't even begun. I wish you'd look at them biscuits disappear. I'll be lucky if I get a one. Same thing every Sunday, always company to be fed. They talk like they're wound up. Sure wish I had a piece of bread.
Hey, would you please pass the biscuits? Look, pass the biscuits, please.
It looks like somebody would notice that I ain't started eating yet. Sure be glad when they get their fill and just go out in the parlor and set. And then, by golly, I won't have to use my manners. I'll just get a biscuit myself. Well, I'll be a monkey's uncle. There ain't a biscuit left. The only day of the week that we all get Sunday fed. And they add up all the biscuits. And, well, I just can't eat without bread.
There's something the matter, no bread on the platter, and he just can't eat without bread.
Houston, Texas, KHOU-TV revealed recently that the French teacher at the Houston School District's Energy Institute High School doesn't speak French. They did note that she did take 1 year of it in high school. You're listening to The Jason Kirtman Show. Well, I certainly enjoy living here in southern New Mexico. I really do. Even if I didn't live here, and I'm glad that I do, I'll tell you what I would do. I do the same thing that I recommend every week for you to do. Come visit this place they call the Land of Enchantment. The history is so rich, the sights are so magnificent, and the food, well, the food is just divine. So while planning your summer vacation this year, think about coming out our way. We would really love to have you. You can check out all we have to offer at alamogordo.com, coolcloudcroft.com, and newmexico.org. I promise you, you might just leave here wishing you lived here. Today's show is underwritten by todaysfullerbrush.com. You know, I use their degreaser to clean my barbecue grill, and I won't use anything else. Since 1906, they've been around. They are an American tradition. todaysfullerbrush.com. Don't forget to make it a great week for yourself and, of course, for your family. That's what it's all about. And also don't forget that no matter how bad things may seem, everything is okay. As a matter of fact, I think I'll leave you with a great song by Buddy Ebsen with just that sentiment. And I'll see you next time on this fantastic station right here on The Jason Kirkman Show.
I went to the country just the other day, see my Uncle Bill, sort of pass the time away. I asked him how he'd been since last I'd passed his way. He rubbed his chin, and here's what he had to say. My wife's been sick, and the youngins too, and I am darn near down with the flu. The cow's gone dry, and the hens won't lay, but we're still living, so everything's okay. Hogs took the cholera, they've gone and died. The bees got mad and they left with a hive. The weevils got the corn, the rain rotted the hay. But we're still living, so everything's okay. The porch rotted down, that's more expense. The darned old mule, he tore down the fence. The mortgage is due and I can't pay. But we're still living, so everything's okay. The cow broke in the field and hit up the beans. The darn rabbits, they got the turnip green. And my ma-in-law just moved in to stay. But we're still living, so everything's okay. My land's so poor, so hard and yellow. You gotta sit on a sack of fertilizer to raise an umbrella. And it rains out here nearly every day. But we're still living, so everything's okay. The well's gone dry. I have to tote the water up from the spring, about a mile and a quarter. My helper, he quit for lack of pay. But we're still living, so everything's okay. The house, it leaks. It needs a new top. When it rains, it wets everything we got. Chimney fell down just the other day, but we're still living, so everything's okay. The cornmeal's gone and the meat's run out. Got nothing to kill to put in the smokehouse. The preacher's coming Sunday to spend the day, but we're still living, so everything's okay. The canned stuff's spoiled, or else the jars got broke. All we got left is one old billy goat. We're gonna have a new baby about the 1st of May. But we're still living, so everything's okay. My crop is rotted in the ground. I asked for another loan, but the banker turned me down. But we're still living, and we're praying for better days. So after all, everything's in pretty good shape.